The Center for the Study and Prevention of Violence reports that youth between the ages of 10 and 24 are three times more likely than adults to be victims of violence. Nearly a dozen hospitals around the country are taking unusual steps to intervene in the lives of young people injured in gang-related and violent crime. A trauma center in an area of Sacramento troubled by crime has adopted this model. Capital Public Radio's Steve Milne reports on a life-changing trip to the emergency room.
DeAndre Williams is a high school rapper in South Sacramento.
I was stabbed in my side, and I was stabbed in my left eye.
Anyone who gets shot or stabbed in South Sacramento ends up here in the ER.
I'm Maya Leggett. I'm a trauma surgeon at South Sacramento Kaiser. It's relatively quiet right now, and there's no trauma either. It's Friday, and it's gorgeous out, so I'm sure it's you might be due.
Leggett is in her mid-30s, but looks younger. She's wearing a white doctor's jacket with her dark hair pulled back. On calmer days like this,
you wait. then there's times where you're thinking it's quiet and it's raining out, and who knew that there was going to be a gunshot coming in. It hits you at all times.
People with life-threatening injuries are transported to this level 2 trauma center. Their first stop is the ER's resuscitation room.
This is our resus. This is kind of where we get the patients. They come off of the ambulance over there and kind of roll in here, and then this is kind of where we see them. Some are worse than others. It all comes down to blood pressure and bleeding and airway. And so I'd like to say it's not mayhem, it's controlled chaos, but you urgently are trying to get them to the next step, whether that be the operating room or whatever it may be, to take care of them.
Last year, this resuscitation room provided emergency treatment for 130 people with gunshot or stab wounds. Half of them were between the ages of 15 and 24. According to Kaiser Permanente Trauma Services, 35 of those young patients had gunshot wounds, 28 of them had stab wounds.
Our hospital is actually in one of the hotspots. There's probably three areas that statistically just have shown to have more violent crime and more gang-related crime, things like that. North Highlands, Oak Park, and then the MAC corridor, which is right where we are. Sadly, most of the, we call them penetrating traumas, so either stab wounds, gunshot wounds, most of those victims are the 16 to young 20-year-olds.
Oh, I was stabbed in my left eye, leaving me legally blind. I can't see out of it no more. And I got like 18 stitches down from my chest to my pelvis. I got like 8 more over here on the side, going the other way.
The stabbing happened in South Sacramento on a Thursday night last October.
My name is DeAndre Williams, but in the music world, I go by Young Dre. Rapping's always been one of my dreams.
Williams was stabbed just before his 18th birthday. He wears his hair in long cornrows, sports a sparse goatee, and wears a black patch where his left eye used to be.
I wasn't really a bad kid. I wasn't causing problems. I wasn't into gang banging. It wasn't a gang-related incident,
Williams is vague on details about why he was stabbed.
Anybody can get hurt, just walking down the street. It can happen to anybody.
How did you end up in the hospital?
I ended up in the hospital because I was doing something wrong. And I knew it was wrong. I knew it wasn't right, but I was still doing it. I have made some bad decisions.
Williams says he doesn't remember the pain of being stabbed. That came later.
At the time, I didn't really feel nothing. It kind of went numb. Recovery hurt more than actually getting stabbed, Recovery was worse. Because when I got stabbed, left a lot of scar tissue, and then that caused me to having a small bowel obstruction where all my intestines were all like twisted up and stuff. So yeah, that was more painful than getting stabbed.
And in those moments of pain, while they're still recovering in their hospital beds, Dr. Maya Leggett says that's when the Sacramento Violence Intervention Program, or SVIP, steps in.
The reason we try to get them the earlier the better is it's capturing that moment of vulnerability. It's having that life flash before your eyes kind of thing and trying to capture that as far as I really have to make a life change. And the earlier you tend to get them, the better, both for family and for the actual victim.
My name is D'Angelo Mack, and I'm an intervention specialist for the Sacramento Violence Intervention Program. What happens is we get a phone call from the emergency room or the operating room, and we come down and do a bedside. It's a teachable moment, definitely. When a person is shot or stabbed, we find that at that moment they're much more reachable than, if it was maybe a graze or a bloody nose.
Although he was still groggy at the time, Leandre Williams says SVIP sounded good.
I just seen people that were trying to help me, you know, reaching out for me, and I just took the help because I wasn't going to turn down nobody that was trying to help me. D'Angelo's been the one that I've been connecting with the most.
D'Angelo Mack works for a social service agency in Sacramento called The Effort, which teamed with Kaiser to create SVIP.
In 2010, some statistics showed that the Center Parkway and Macro Corridor was the number one location for homicides in Sacramento. So the city decided that something needed to be done, and Kaiser, being in the community and building their new trauma center, decided something needed to be done. And so they decided to plant it here.
Mack and another intervention specialist counsel a total of 36 clients, nearly all of them young men. Mack and his colleague promote positive alternatives to violence and coordinate services for youth and their families by providing information, referrals, and intensive follow-up services for up to 1 year. When Mack arrives at the ER to meet a prospective client, the first thing he talks to them about is their injury, how it happened.
And then we start talking about change. You found yourself in this predicament. What can we do to change that for the next time? What can we do to keep you safe? What can we do to get you out of a lifestyle that you're not, you know, you don't want to be a part of?
Crazy and corrupt. I'm talking about this world that we live in. The devil trying to talk to me, but I won't give in. Sometimes I'll be lost with no direction. Other times I'm feeling bold without protection.
I've been rapping all my life. This is something I've been doing.
18-year-old stabbing victim, Leandre Williams.
Me and my brothers make songs all the time. Post them on Facebook, hoping the right person hears it. There's one called Cold World. We got an actual video to that one.
It's a cold world that we live in. We gon' flip and stay on your toes. It's a good back, yo, chill. Tryna get rich.
I've been writing a lot since I've got out, and I've been writing about the incident and how it affected my life and how I'm gonna use it to make my life better and be successful. This is very confidential. I'm about to spit you something that I've been writing. Lord, forgive me for the sins I committed. But you know, nobody's perfect in this world that we live in. And my guard's up, almost lost my life once, already scarred up. So now I'm being twice as cautious, gassing, getting so exhausted. Enemies trying to put me in a coffin, because they see what I'm becoming. You don't see that often.
Intervention specialist D'Angelo Mack says much of the violence that happens is rooted in misunderstandings.
I think the generation now has a very difficult time communicating with each other. What we're finding is that they're not all gang related, and most of them are just kids getting into trouble, being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Steering clients closer to the right place includes field trips to art museums, even driving through less threatening neighborhoods to show them what's possible and that there's another world out there. Mack says keeping his clients away from violence and giving them a sense of hope has wider implications for the whole community.
Most of our young people have not even been out of their neighborhoods. We've taken kids to places like San Francisco, and they've been blown away because they've never been out of Sacramento. The clients of ours, they are the community, and so the community in a whole would want to invest in something like this, because what we're doing is transforming the minds of these participants so that we can get them back in the community so that they can start making some positive changes.
Mack meets with clients individually and in group sessions at least once a week. He defines success as seeing victims of violence get healthy, graduate from high school or college, work in some capacity, and live in relatively safe neighborhoods. But there's still the random violence.
Some of the violence I'm seeing, it continues to get younger and younger, and it doesn't matter if you're a part of a certain gang or from a certain side of town. You could be a regular person walking down the street, and violence can find you. That bothers me.
Mack works with young men who want to change their lives, but they still have to go home to neighborhoods where violence is a daily reality. He says SVIP offers these young people a way out of trouble. It's okay, Mack says, if clients are faced with challenges, as long as they have someone to show them a way out.
Having some other place to go or some other person to turn to gives them a choice. Our program offers choice. We're a program that walks into a hospital room and says, hey, we want to help you any way we can. We know we're strangers. I don't know you. You don't know me. But what can I do to help?
Accepting that help has put Leandre Williams on the right path to stay out of trouble.
I got stabbed, yeah, but I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm focusing on getting my schoolwork done so I can graduate high school, get my diploma, and start going to college.
William still needs to get a glass eye, and he occasionally goes back to the hospital for follow-up appointments. Dr. Maya Leggett has been keeping track of his recovery.
We've been able to see him a couple times in clinic here. He's a good kid. He's working hard on a lot of stuff. My job is depressing at some points. Not everybody makes it. Even if they do make it, it's not always with the best outcome.
Leggett says she has personal reasons for being a part of SVIP. Her two kids.
They're young still. I'm still shielding them. But that can't happen forever. So you do this job for community reasons, but you do them for personal reasons too. I want to make it better for my kids. It's true that, you know, South Sacramento might have a bad name, but it's not isolated. It's not just the MAC corridor. On some level, it ends up being everybody's problem, because whether you're talking about a financial problem, whether you're talking about, you know, who your kids are, you know, exposed to, all of those things, I think, matter to the entire city, not just the people here in South Sacramento.
As for Leandre Williams, he is on track to get his high school diploma in May and plans to begin his undergraduate work at a community college this fall.
Capital Public Radio's Steve Milne reporting on the Sacramento Violence Intervention Program. It's modeled after a hospital-based program in Oakland called Caught in the Crossfire. Similar programs are operating at San Francisco General Hospital and the UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento. You can see a video profile of a young woman who's turning her life around with the help of SVIP at capradio.org/ounce of prevention. This is An Ounce of Prevention from Capital Public Radio.